was always a big, big dream of mine to become a professional soccer player. I was dreaming about to winning the Bundesliga and to playing for big clubs and for sure to winning a World Cup. All my dreams came true and I'm absolutely blessed.
This is Inside E, the Porsche Formula E podcast.
Hello and a warm welcome to Inside E, and we're in for a real treat as we have a very special guest to chat to, none other than a former German professional footballer, a world champion and ambassador for the Porsche Youth Development Programme, Turbo for Talents. It's Sami Khedira. Sami, how you doing? You okay?
Hello, Sam. Nice to see you and to hear you. And I'm super good. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. It's an absolute joy and pleasure to have you part of Inside E today. I'm really looking forward to our chat. Now, you visited the Targ Heuer Porsche Formula E team at the big finale of the FIA Formula E World Championship in Berlin, where we hosted this podcast. So I'm really intrigued to know, how much did you enjoy the experience?
Oh, it was a really nice experience. Unfortunately, our team, Porsche, was not winning, but for me it was the first time to be at a Formula E racing, and especially here at the final. So I always enjoying coming back to Berlin. It's a nice city. Even we have a nice weather here, but unfortunately it was not winning. But at the end, a super nice experience.
So I'm really intrigued to know, now that you've had a taster of Formula E, what were your thoughts and what were your impressions?
So my impressions are very positive because, you know, you don't know not that much about electric cars. I'm driving a hybrid car, but you cannot imagine how fast they are. So it was really impressive how they work, how they drive. And it's absolutely amazing what the guys are doing here. And I'm impressed. I'm impressed of the day.
And it's a really impressive team, isn't it? A very iconic, shall we say, brand when it comes to motorsport.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we don't have to speak about Porsche as a brand, and it's world famous, and especially the cars, they are amazing. And also here the team. And for me, it's always important if I come into a team that I feel well, and they treated me so good. I felt like home, and that's why I really enjoyed this day here in Berlin.
Now, Sami, tell me about this amazing opportunity that you had to be a co-driver in Berlin, driving a lap on the Tempelhof Airport street track with the Porsche Taycan. That must have been a fantastic experience.
Sam, I have to tell you, I was so nervous, you know, because I felt so good in the car. The driver was amazing, and even in the Taycan, it was so fast and impressive to see how the explosion are, and was an amazing experience. And afterwards, it was just, I think, of 2 minutes, but I felt after the feeling like a roller coaster. So it was really, really cool, and appreciate that I can have this experience here.
Yeah, it's amazing to actually have the opportunity to kind of just get a little bit of a taste or a feel of what it's like, isn't it?
Exactly, because you cannot imagine. If you speak about e-cars, you don't think, because they are not loud, they are super quiet, because they are electric, and you cannot imagine how much power they have, even in the first meter. So it was really, you are into the seat, and you're like, what the hell is going on? And and the driver's speaking to you, and you are like almost 200 kilometers per hour. But it was so cool to have this 2 minutes on the racing track.
Taycan is seriously impressive. I'd love to know, do you actually have a favorite Porsche model?
So to be honest, I was actually a fan of Porsche Panamera, but maybe I have to switch into the Taycan after this experience here.
Now, that's an exclusive. You know, e-mobility is the way forward, isn't it? We're in a very, very interesting and dynamic era of automotive at the moment, aren't we, moving forward?
I think so, because becomes so always more and more part of our modern world, and even, you know, the e-cars and the e-bikes. So I think it will take part in our modern world, absolutely.
Now, I'm desperate to talk to you about your football career, because you truly have had some phenomenal achievements, and perhaps in particular 2014, you won the Champions League with Real in Spain, FIFA World Cup with Germany and Brazil, and you retired, you know, just a couple of months ago. But when you look back about your career and reflect, you must be incredibly proud of what you achieved over the years.
Let's say thankful and grateful for all the years in this football business. It was always a big, big dream of mine to become a professional soccer player, and I was dreaming about to winning the Bundesliga and to playing for big clubs, and for sure to winning a World Cup. So all my dreams came true, and I'm absolutely blessed for my career, for my experience, for all the teammates and coaches and staff members where I met. So yeah, I'm more than thankful for all these years, and proud, maybe it's also the right word, but I'm more thankful for all this experience what I had.
And Sammy, I'd love to know, considering all your achievements, do you have a personal highlight when you reflect on the memories?
Yeah, I think it's so many highlights in my career. Let's say about winning the Bundesliga, the German championship with my home team, VfB Stuttgart. But sure, if you're winning a title for your country, this is, I think, the most achievement what you can reach. So to winning the World Cup with Germany 2014, as you said before, it was one of the biggest, maybe the biggest experience and title what you can reach, and what I reached with Germany.
Yes, 2014, what an unbelievably memorable year for you and your career. And I know, just thinking about the racetrack now, you've recently met our drivers, André Lotterer and Pascal Wehrlein in Berlin. And when you compare elite sport, you compare racing and football, do you see a lot of similarities and differences between professional football and professional racing? I guess first and foremost, it's the mental aptitude, the strive to win, to be competitive, right?
Exactly. So I think in the first moment, you cannot compare football and racing, but what you can see is the professional the professionality of the guys, the mental strength what they have, because they're going in the car and going like over 200 kilometers per hour, so it's really dangerous, you know. So but they're preparing well, and this is what we as a professional soccer players have to do the same, and the mentality to win, to be professional, these are all things what we can see also in football. That's why it's really impressive to meet these guys, to see how they prepare themselves, and that's why it's always good to see other sports and other sport members.
Yeah, it's really interesting to get your thoughts, because I guess meeting these guys is a really interesting insight into their world, shall we say.
Yeah, absolutely, because otherwise we're just looking at television, you saw the race or you saw a game and that's it. But to talk to them and to see how they prepare even before the match, I met them before the race, and we had some talks and some stuff for social media. So they are super relaxed, but you can immediately feel that they are already prepared for the race two later hours. So this is maybe also what we had in football. We are already, so let's say, in our tunnel to prepare for the game, but we are relaxed. We can talk, we can laugh, we can joke, but they know two hours later they have to perform at the highest level. And that's why it's what's good to see even the garage and how it works, you know, behind the scenes.
And, you know, you're a really kind of humble guy, because you have achieved so much. And obviously you retired earlier this year. Are you missing it? Are you enjoying this, shall we say, time and stage of your life?
No, I'm enjoying the new chapter of my life. Of course, I'm missing football, because this was almost, the biggest part of my life so far. No, but to be honest, I'm happy. Like the feeling 3 months ago was the right, because I struggled a lot with my body and I was not able to perform on the highest level what I expect for myself. So that's why I decided to retire. And I'm happy. I'm happy even to looking forward, because the life has so many things to offer. And I'm so excited what's coming in the future, because I'm still young, I think. I'm just 34 years, and I'm happy to have new projects and new things to do, even a part of football.
And let's talk about some of the other projects you're involved with, because I'm really interested to talk to you about your role as ambassador for the Porsche Youth Development Programme Turbo for Talents, because you originally come from Stuttgart, which of course is the home of Porsche. Have you always felt kind of a real connection with Porsche then as a brand, shall we say?
Absolutely, yeah, because if you are walking in the center of Stuttgart, or especially in training ground, you always saw a Porsche, always. And it was always a dream to drive that one of this car. And when I was younger, I have no money, I have no possibility to drive one of these cars. So it was always a big, big dream and a big motivation to have one of these cars. So yeah, we are always being connected, especially because we are in the same town.
And as an ambassador, Sami Nav, Turbo for Talents, I gather you've been passing on your extensive experience as a professional athlete to young people since back in 2018. So can you give me a bit of an overview and insight about how the program works and what it's all about?
Yeah, so I think we have the same view about how we treat young people and young talents. So, because personally, it was not easy for me, especially, to become a professional athlete, but I always had the possibility to train in a club by coaches, by professional coaches. And what I saw, that many, many young people, teenagers, they never had the possibility to go in a football club or to play football, and because they never had the support from the parents or from the family or from any other reason. So that's why I was looking for, with my foundation, that young talents, young people have the possibility to do sport, because sport and movement is the most important part of our life. And this is what looking Porsche the same way. That's why it fits so good. And on the other part, we are looking for the respect, for the passion, for the teamwork, for the team spirit. And this is what these values are, the same of myself, but also from Porsche. And that's why this could be a really, really strong effort.
Because, Sami, when you're a young athlete, it can be a bit overwhelming, can't it? You know, as you develop and you realise you've got a natural talent. And it's so important, isn't it, to have mentors that you can relate to, look up to and be advised by?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, you need a talent, but even without a talent, you need a mentality and you need a passion, and you need a the respect of life, the respect of the sport. So I had a talent and I saw it, and also the coaches saw it, but they always treated me to become a personality, not just a talent or a professional, also a personality. This is even more important. If you see the most successful guys in football or in the sports world, they are personalities. And this is also what we are looking with our project, with Porsche together, that we create not just great sportsmen, that we try to show up, that to be a humble guy, to work hard, to be respectful, to be kind. So these are also attributes that we are looking for, and we try to show them. And I always had this possibility, especially in Stuttgart with our coaches. We have now five football teams that we support. We have in the basketball, we have ice hockey, and at the beginning of September we had our first Porsche Cup for the youth talents. So this is also amazing, because it's growing, and we can see that we have more young talents in our project, and we can help and we can support them. So I'm looking forward. I would like to getting more into it, because now I have more time after my retiring, and we would like to to rebuild big talents, players, personalities. I know that not everybody is becoming a professional soccer player or a professional basketball player, but to be create great human being, this is also a part of our target.
And of course, you're so inspirational, and people, if they're given the opportunity to draw on your kind of, shall I say, personal journey, what advice would you give to young athletes listening to this podcast in whatever sport they choose to pursue?
So first of all, whatever you do, you need a passion. You need a passion. If you don't feel it, if you don't like it, if you cannot go into it, then stop it and looking for something else. But you have to love what you do, and then work hard. Try to take every day as a chance, as a possibility to become a better athlete and even to become a better human being, and stay humble. This is the most important. And listen to older people, listen to more experienced people. And this is like a part of to become a great athlete and a great professional.
Wise words. Sammy, I wish you all the best for Turbo for Talents. I've thoroughly enjoyed chatting to you today. It's been a real pleasure speaking to you. Enjoy retirement. I'm not going to even say the word retirement, because I know no doubt that you're very excited at the prospect of all different projects in the future. But thank you so much for being such a memorable guest on Inside E.
Sam, thank you so much. Appreciate, and it was nice talking to you, and I wish you a wonderful day and all the best, and see you soon and hear you soon, and thanks for listening to us.
If you'd like more information, follow Porsche Formula E on Twitter and Instagram, or visit the Porsche newsroom. See you next time.
Inside E, Porsche Formula E podcast.